What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Jahdae Barron has agreed to a contract with the Broncos, so that is the next to last first round pick remaining unsigned from the NFL draft. Obviously, the last one is Shamar Stewart, and we talked about some of the complications involved with that a little bit ago. But right now, it's time for the C Block, starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I saw this from SiriusXM NBA.
Oh,
Rich Paul was on. That is LeBron James' agent. Other players' agents as well.
Is that Adele's man too?
Are they still together? I don't know. I don't keep track of relationships that often. Mm. I just hear it as it comes and goes. I hear Sydney Sweeney's still kind of single, so that's
my mom
about all
would
I
know. I should
ask. Ask your mom. Here's the quote: when LeBron James retires, they, the media, will have to find a new boogeyman to hate on just to chase likes and boost ratings. And
he's not wrong.
And I think it's funny when players, agents, etc., will use the media to get those likes and ratings for themselves.
That's okay.
And then yell at you
for sure
for being in the media and chasing likes and ratings. They're like, no, it's fine whenever you're doing good things for me.
Yeah. But when you dare don't support the predetermined message that we submitted for you, you are a clout chaser.
Barstool, Kevin, suggests these three players are the future boogeymans.
This is a good question. Can I ask you, is one of them Anthony Edwards?
No.
Okay, because I could see...
I get it.
I could see that.
I get that. The first person listed, Jason Tatum.
Okay.
But I just don't think he draws enough attention.
I agree.
I think that... And he's also kind of boring.
Look, when you said doesn't draw enough attention, what I heard in my brain was boring. And, so I'm with you on
and
that.
And granted, listen, if I'm Jason Tatum and I heard me say that, I would be like, I just won a championship. I'm super young. I
for
have
sure.
plenty of career in front of me. I'm already looked at like...
I didn't say I wouldn't trade lives with you. I said you're kind of boring. Obviously,
for the bookie, man, I just kind of feel like I need something a little different.
Agreed.
I'm skipping over the next one and going to the third one they had. Third one's Joel Embiid. And Joel Embiid makes sense to me because he's easy target. A lot of the things that he's done that you're just like, this is why you've fallen short all of your career, Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
It seems easy target. Like, LeBron is kind of like, I can be bulletproof here because I've succeeded in a lot of different areas while also failing. So you can make fun of me, but I still have my wins. Joel Embiid didn't have that win yet.
Yeah.
So he's still...
He's not on the court enough.
It's kind of like picking on a guy.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Look, I had a conversation with somebody about this a really long time ago. It's no fun to pick on somebody in the sports world. Like, if you're just having these fun debates, don't pick on anybody in real life. But if you're just having like fun sports debates, like who's out there arguing over like lower tier players? You're like, the hell, that is the best eighth person off the bench.
Are
like,
you kidding me? Caleb Martin, this.
Yeah, that's not fun.
And then the third person they threw on this list, and there's plenty of other ones that could be, but they did throw Luka Doncic as a potential future boogeyman.
I could definitely see that.
And I think he's going to haunt our dreams for a long time.
Yeah.
He's going to create nightmares for us.
You know what? Honestly, I don't know if that's totally what they mean by that, but maybe you're right.
I think he is.
I thought they might put Cooper Flagg on the list because I keep thinking about what you said last week about how so many people already want Cooper Flagg to fail.
Yeah.
That if he's good and like the team's good, but they get to that certain point and fail or lose.
Yeah.
Which Cooper Flagg, look, in college, if there's one struggle he's had, it's finishing out clutch in big games. Like,
yeah.
That is a valid concern. And so I would have wondered if he would have been on.
I think Luke is an easy target because of how potentially great he can be.
Yeah.
But you also still have but you've been lazy. Like there's lots of criticisms that go along with Luka being who he is. And right now, what's the world doing? They're like, do you not see how skinny he is? Look at how in shape he is right now. Get ready. He's on revenge tour. And we're all like, we've seen that before.
And I know people will say some of the criticisms, maybe a lot of those criticisms are unfair, but I think that's the whole idea of why somebody is considered a boogeyman, right? Like there's plenty of things that I'm sure are out there about LeBron that you're like, what? That's not even kind of true. So I think that's the deal.
Here on the C Block on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, your home of the Cowboys and Rangers.
By the way, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Somebody said you don't like Jason Tatum. He went to Duke. Obviously, I like Jason Tatum.
No, I don't, and that's okay. That's what I told them. I don't, and that's okay. It's okay to not like something.
It's true. Like onions.
No. Onions make... Never mind. I'm not even getting into this with you right now.
Hold on. Why is it okay to not like Jason Tatum, but you can't not like onions?
Well, again, different conversation, different time.
Such a random combination.
Are all golfers broken?
Oh, no.
We begin with Wyndham Clark. Now, and we're going to get to my favorite story in a minute, though. Wyndham Clark has been banned from Oakmont Country Club after he damaged his locker following a missed cut last month.
Okay. Yep.
In a letter sent to members this week, the president of their club said the club has reached that decision and he's out of here. According to Lynch, that's his name, his letter, the ban could be lifted if Clark pays for damages, makes a meaningful contribution to charity selected by the Oakmont Country Club, and undergoes counseling and or management therapy.
Oh.
Lynch also said several of you have inquired about the situation following this discussion. This is what we're rocking with. Decision will remain in effect unless formally reconsidered and approved by the board. So they got to reconsider it and approve it. This is Wyndham Clark. I've had lots of highs and lows in my career, especially this year, some lows. I made a mistake I deeply regret. I'm sorry, but I'd also like to move on, not only for myself, but for Oakmont, for the USGA, and kind of focus on the year and things that are coming up. As professionals, we're expected to remain professional even when frustrated, and I completely let my emotions get the best of me.
I like, especially towards the end of that, that feels like something a real human would say. Like, so many of the statements are beep, boop, bop, robotic, apology. That last part feels like something a real human would say, and I think it's probably relatable for most people.
He said it's very clear of things I need to work on. So, Wyndham Clark, currently broken, working on fixing himself.
Just real quick, based on that story, Alec, I don't know if you have the time or the ability to create a new Masterpiece of the Week subcategory that's one of my favorites. Is when Corey has all of the information for a very interesting story, except for the very last part of the title of somebody's job, when he's like, he's the Oakmont course president. And like, you can tell he like maybe didn't see it straight away.
Or didn't care that much.
Yeah, I like, believe does, that too.
How much
too.
Does the title matter?
I take believe, that, Oakmont.
I would believe that too. I don't care. But I just always think it's funny the way you pause and say it in a different voice. And you go, president.
I'm just glad I get to make you laugh, Kevin.
It works.
That's nice. That is what I aim to do most times anyway. As Kevin pointed out yesterday, Scotty Scheffler said, what's the point of life? Basically, what's the point if I win?
Yeah.
What do I do next?
Yeah.
Xander Schauffele. Or it could be Schauffele. I say Schauffele.
Man, I kind of like the fancier, but it also makes me think of souffle.
He's won 8 times in his PGA Tour career, including the Open, PGA Championship, Tour Championship, etc. Where does he also won a gold medal in the Olympics.
Yes.
Where does he keep all these trophies and the medals? Probably in a bank vault, a place called the Container. I don't know. He has said, I have no idea where the gold medal is. He just moves on from his trophies. He said, what am I going to do with it? I don't really invite people over to my house and I'm just going to look at myself. I don't want to walk into a room like, look at how great I am. I was just raised to think that way and it kind of stuck. My wife hung some pictures of me at the gym winning my Olympic medal and she put it up so high that I can't reach it. I have to get a ladder to get it down. So I guess that, she said, if anything, put me in a Masters jacket, like that would tick me off. You know what I mean? Something that's more motivating. Well, he doesn't even keep his trophies. He doesn't know where his gold medal is.
That's the part I can't get over. Because, like, I think having a gold medal would be freaking amazing.
Yes, it would.
And he's like, I don't know, somewhere.
Do you remember when Mike earned his bronze medal?
We had a ceremony
for him.
There
was a ceremony. He stood on a box. You think Mike still has that medal?
I do.
And he wears it under his shirt every day?
I'm not going to lie. I think my feelings would be hurt if he didn't.
What if you found out he wears it under his Rangers polo every time he does a broadcast?
That would make me unreasonably happy.
Mike, if you're listening out there, can you please wear your bronze medal one time?
Yeah. Yeah. But
I feel like it could be part of the show, too.
Yes.
Absolutely.
To your broader point, I'm very concerned, Corey. Your question was about golfers in general.
They're
I'm
all
very
broken.
Concerned. Is
what's the point?
Scheffler's like, I enjoyed it for 20 minutes. Schauffele's like, I don't know. And then the other dude, whose name I already forgot, he's like, hey,
I gotta see therapist.
I get mad and I need help.
Yeah,
like I am concerned about golfers. Are they also worried that Happy Gilmore won't be very good and will destroy our thoughts about the original? Maybe.
Kevin, the world's oldest marathon runner.
Oh, this is a sad story.
Bhaja Singh has died. At the age of 114. He began running at 89.
Wait, what?
89 years old, he was like, you know what I want to do? I want to take up running. And he ran 9 full marathons at 89 years old. One of them was the 2012 London Olympic torchbearer. He was the marathon runner for that.
Alec, have you ever completed a marathon?
No, but I want to.
Well, don't worry. You got 60 years until you really need to start.
That's right.
89 is when he started. The way he died is very sad.
He was hit by a car hit and run accident while crossing the road.
It was a...
Was he even running or was he just walking across the road?
I don't know, but like, I'm going to go out on a limb and say he probably wasn't going that fast. So what was that driver doing? Well, obviously that driver's probably
going
doing
too fast,
something,
yeah,
or looking something else phone. Because they drove off.
Putting on makeup.
That's not cool. They might have been drunk.
114
years old.
The man nicknamed by fans the Turban Torpedo said he was extraordinary. They say he was extraordinary because of his unique persona and the manner in which he inspired the youth of India on a very important topic of fitness. 114 years old.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Tip of the hat to you. And finally, Kevin.
Okay.
I have a Christmas present.
Oh, yeah.
A birthday present that I want to get for you. One of the most iconic props in movie history is coming to auction.
I'm thinking of it.
Darth Vader's lightsaber used in The Empire Strikes Back and the best Star Wars movie, Return of the Jedi.
That what?
Will be sold at Entertainment Auction House Prop Store. The lightsaber will be part of a 3-city August press tour heading to London, L.A., New York ahead of its September sale to coincide with the 45th anniversary of Empire. According to the auction house, genuine lightsaber props from the original trilogy are rare. This believed to be the only one that they were used for Darth Vader. This is what they're saying. Currently, Kevin, they're expecting $1 to $3 million for this.
I'm going to need a little help. That.
I'm going to need a little help. If you know any former baseball players or football players that are willing to help me buy you a present, we could probably get this for about less than $3 million. I think we can do it.
Alec, quick question. I think it's definitely worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think I should make the deal that if Corey can find a way to procure this and give it to me, I will give him the year off?
Whole year.
I don't think I have the authority to do that. So I might have to pay him out of my own pocket. So essentially, I'll be working for free because I'm just making money to pay Corey his salary.
So that I can pay off this lightsaber.
Yeah.
Because there's a big bill.
That's fair, right? If Corey can get me that lightsaber legitimately so that I can keep it, not look out for the cops, and it's the real thing, then you can just take the year off paid. Probably by me.
I think, you know what? I'm as motivated as Derrick Henry now. Derrick Henry wants to be in an Adam Sandler movie, and I want a full year of paid unwork.
Paid unwork.
Well, there you go. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, how about we do My Buddy is an Idiot? We will also talk with FC Dallas forward Tarik Scott next right here on The Fan.
Terrific ball for Lamine. Lamine Yamal! That is a sublime goal.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to catch up with FC Dallas in just a few minutes. But first, it's time for My Buddy's an Idiot. 877-881-1053. Does your friend have a terrible sports or pop culture opinion? Or did they perhaps have an inappropriate birthday party?
I got questions.
Okay. I learned from this story how to properly say this. So Lamine Yamal, not that part. Lamine Yamal, who already looks like one of the greatest soccer players in the world. The trajectory for him is insane. Had his 18th birthday party. And there was more than 200 people there, like rock on. That sounds really fun. He had a gangster themed party. So there were several FC Barcelona players there, influencers, musicians, and close friends. However, the backlash erupted when it was revealed that people with dwarfism were hired purely for entertainment purposes. That is how it is described in multiple stories. If anyone wants to get...
No, I was just watching Alex's eyes.
Oh, yeah. Didn't see that twist coming, yeah, did
you?
Yeah,
it was a twist. And even when I read the headline, I was like, what? So it was I was just watching to see if it would catch his attention. It did.
And so they were like, they didn't hire them for like historical accuracy and recreating this or that. They hired them to entertain them of like, hey, look at this guy. And so people have really gotten upset about this birthday party. Corey, you said you had questions.
So this is where this goes. Mm. Spanish radio station RAC1, of course.
That's if you're bad at school.
Had an interview with someone claiming to be one of the entertainers from the party.
Oh.
Here's the quotes from this person. No one disrespected us. We worked in peace. I don't understand.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't understand why there's so much hype. We're normal people who do what we want in an absolutely legal way. We work as entertainers. Why can't we do it? Because of our physical condition? We know what our limit is, and we will never exceed it. We are not fairground monkeys. We dance. We distribute drinks. We do magic. There are many types of shows. Everyone had a great time.
Now, that's a fascinating thing you just said there. How often in society, and I think this should be looked at way more often, do people
get offended
for other people who are like, I'm not offended?
Right.
And if it's the person who's involved, like if it is the folks suffering from dwarfism and they're like, it was fine. We got paid great. We had a good time. We chose to do this.
Right.
Then I don't necessarily think that maybe other people not involved should be pushing the everyone's got to be offended.
And that's kind of where my questions are is, look, if you give me some reasons why you're offended by something and I can see the logic behind it, I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
It is kind of odd. You have something that I think you might be offended by.
Right.
And then to just go on a tear for them. Let them tell you if that's the case or not.
By the way, Yamal is going to, for Barcelona, wear the iconic number 10 jersey next year, previously worn, of course, by Lionel Messi. Now, I don't have an issue with the content of this article whatsoever. This headline, though, I think is shockingly incorrect. Who will be the face of the WNBA in 5 years? Question mark, says Isabel Gonzalez on CBS Sports.
Paige.
USC's Juju Watkins gets large share of the vote in anonymous player poll.
You can see that. Absolutely.
All right. What percentage is that? What is a large share?
85, 90%.
All right.
That's a large share.
That is a large share. She got 17.9%.
Okay. Was she the highest?
No.
What?
In fact, Caitlin Clark by herself got more votes than every other player in women's basketball, professional, college, or otherwise combined.
So this is a hype up for Juju.
And that's fine. And the whole article is about her. And I have no issue with that whatsoever. But shouldn't the headline be something like, not even in the WNBA yet? Mm-hmm. Juju is seen as the next alternative to Caitlin Clark as the, you know, like what, however you want to phrase it. And instead, Juju Watkins gets large share of vote in anonymous player poll. That large share is 17.9%.
That is actually a pretty significant chunk.
But you said 85 to 90%.
You're right. When you say large share, I'm like, oh my gosh. If I just read that headline, I'm walking around telling everybody.
Yeah, Juju's
the most loved.
And she might be, but I think that is very misrepresentative of what the actual votes were. Like, if somebody's in first place and they got more votes than every other person on the planet in that sport combined,
yeah,
I don't think you can say somebody not that person got a large share of the vote. Just my general thought.
I generally agree with you on that.
Okay. You love to hear it. You love to hear it very much. All right. Now, this should be an interesting start to this interview because we have already had several debates off air about this. Let's give it a shot. Right now, FC Dallas forward Tarik Scott joins the show. Welcome to the show. And how did we do with that pronunciation? Because we've had several debates off air about this.
Not too bad, actually. I mean, as far as like people hearing it, just being hearsay, it's pretty good. I mean, the actual pronunciation is Tyrek, like the A in apple, but I stopped really caring about pronunciation a couple years ago, so it's not too much of a deal to me.
Hey, Tyrek, he talked himself out of that. He heard Tyrek, and he was like, I think that's it. And I was like, I think it is too. And then somebody else suggested something else, and he talked himself out of it. He would have gotten it right.
At some point, the FC Dallas announcer said Tyrek, and I was like, maybe I'm wrong. And I'm sorry for starting this interview off terrible. I promise I put a lot of thought into it.
No, I completely understand, man. No love lost.
What is your, obviously we're curious. It's been a tough season and we can get into that. But for you, what is your game day routine like?
For me personally, you know, we have like obviously the team routine on away trips. But usually I start my day by getting up, start my day with prayer if I can, and then getting into a little just prayer, my meditation in myself. And then from there, it's really just closing through the day. I have a wife at home, so I usually spend time with her. And then from there, I start thinking about different gameplays I can go through. I watch videos on different players that inspire me. And then ultimately, from there, I just dial in and try to focus on the game as much as possible throughout the day.
What players do you watch that inspire you?
Yeah.
Obviously, like the Rooneys, the Neymars, the Ronaldos, the younger clips of them where they're more, much younger, more faster in those type of clips. So I try to give myself that because the confidence they played with, I try to mimic that in my game and then go from there.
Hey, as long as you acknowledge, we all eventually slow down. That's all I need. Just acknowledge that for us, right?
He said, maybe y'all do.
Yeah, that is fair. Now, how are you feeling coming out of Saturday's game? Because you had your longest run of minutes in the game on Saturday. I know, obviously, like this sport is nothing new to you, but at this level, how did you feel after Saturday's game?
I mean, obviously the result wasn't the best, but to be able to have that trust from the staff to put me in the game and to play as much minutes as I did, it was definitely a confidence booster. They're happy with the energy I put in, so I just want to build off that. If I get an opportunity, this next game is to go in with more energy and then hopefully to make an impact.
Are you friendly to yourself when you critique your performances, or do you feel like you're particularly harsh on yourself?
I would say I tend to be more harsher because, you know, at the end of the day, I'm one of the few people that I can really be real with myself and let me know if I'm not doing good or if I am doing good enough. But I mean, at sometimes it's a little too harsh, but you know, sometimes that's what you need to be able to grow and be a better player.
Now, I don't know how much of a foodie you are, but I did see you like oxtail. I've made it a couple of times. The first time I screwed it up by putting way too much red wine in there. What's your feel on oxtail, and how do you like it prepared the best?
To be honest, I have no idea how I like it prepared.
It's just the way it does.
My mom makes it the best.
There you go.
And then I have an aunt down in Houston that makes it the best as well. So they're fighting for the number one spot, but I think my mom has the winner on that one.
I feel like I'm going to have to find that recipe because I want to make it right. I want to do it the right way.
Sure.
At some point. That being said, game day meal, like what is soccer is a sport where I was covering once and one of the coaches goes, these guys' bodies are well-oiled machines. It doesn't matter what you put into them. And I was like, okay, so do y'all like wake up and just throw all the waffles on the plate and say, let's rock today?
I would say you'd be surprised about how many meals you've had pancakes for breakfast. But for the most part, we have the morning breakfast and then, but the pregame meal is just straight pasta. It's trying to get the body as in shape or as ready for the game as possible. So a lot of pastas, a lot of quick carbs to be able to get the energy boost for the game.
Who do you think dropped the ball along the way that allowed pancakes to become part of our life? Because it's like another version of cake, and then you pour syrup on it to start the day. Like, how did parents and the adults in our world allow this to happen?
Someone really got away with that. I think they just all got it together and they just ran with it a little longer than we anticipated for.
It's wild too, because we were talking earlier in the show about how our parents used to tell us, like, if you turn the light on in the car, it was against the law and the cops would pull you over. And I was like, so you're concerned about that, but you don't care if we pour pure sugar on cake in the morning to start our day. That feels weird. It really does. Now, I've always been curious about this since, obviously, MLS has such a huge business relationship with Apple TV. And I know this is a weird question, but do they at least give you guys a free Apple TV subscription and maybe give you some shows that you could watch in the off season?
As far as I can tell, we do get a free subscription.
Nice.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that or not, but they do allow the players to get that much, at least.
That seems like it would work. That seems like something, and that also seems like something that you'd be like, hey, we're not going to tell them that until they start asking.
Oh,
you know, and then you start.
Look, if you get in trouble for this, just send the complaints to this number. Yeah, all right, we got a good relationship with people in the club. Now, speaking of the club, I think a lot of people in the Metroplex are really excited. Y'all just announced the launch of the Dallas Burn Third kit.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. It's talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
I know this probably goes back, especially since you're younger, to before you were following the club and everything like that. But what do you think about it? And, you know, because a lot of us in the Metroplex, it started out as the Dallas Burn and we're excited.
I mean, I think it's awesome, you know, being able to have the jersey. First of all, the jersey is a really amazing design. I love the jersey, me personally. But also just to have that heritage aspect, you know, that we've been here a while, you know, as we've been building this legacy. The Hunt family has been building this legacy. So to have all that kit on to bring it back and to have that face on again of where it all started, I feel like it's good to just know where we're at, but also to know where we came from and to go from there.
Now, you talked earlier in this interview about it has obviously been a tough season. I know you guys got San Jose tonight before bouncing back at home against St. Louis on Saturday. Has there been like a particularly consistent message in training or anything like that that y'all have really been working on to help kind of turn the tide of this season?
I mean, it's literally just how much we want it. You know, it's just, it could be as cliche as you want it to sound, but at the end of the day, it's no one's going to save us besides us. You know, we're the only ones on that field when that whistle blows, and then we're the only ones on it when the whistle blows to the end of the game. So it's a matter of how much are we going to work together, how hard are we going to work together to make sure that when that final whistle blows that we're on top. And we've got to make sure that's what we do today and hopefully try to build as much as the rest of the season goes on.
Stack them up one after another.
Yeah, absolutely. Start getting those 3 points at home as well. I know you guys got a game tonight. We will let you get to it. Thank you very much for the time, good sir.
Perfect. Thank you guys so much for having me.
I loved it.
Dude, he's awesome.
We didn't. You don't think we got him in trouble for the apple?
He's definitely going to get in trouble for that, but it's okay.
What?
He's going to say that it was worth it, you know, to get that out there for the people.
Okay. Well, FC Dallas tonight is at PayPal Park. They're playing San Jose. You can, of course, watch that game on Apple TV.
Look at that.
See, that's how it kind of all,
you bring it all together.
Kind of all ties together. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation next right here on The Fan.
Chance for Rooker to change it. Swings and drives one deep to left field. It is high and it is into row number two. Brent Rooker goes yard and the American League has cut the lead in half. It is 6-3.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, courtesy of DNN Leasing, it is time for our chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Terrific, Hagee. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. Were you guys plugged in to the MLB All-Star game? And if so, do you watch because you just like it? Or do you watch because like maybe there's not a whole ton of sports right now?
I was not plugged in immediately after leaving here. Went to Abby's soccer practice and it was there till 9. Took me 40 minutes to get home.
Oh.
And while I was there, I had a phone call to take, and then I was talking with another dad there for quite a while. So by the time I got back, it was over. And my first exposure to it was mic'd up Clayton Kershaw.
Oh, that was awesome.
It was awesome. It was beautiful.
Yeah. Let's see what Will thinks. Oh, okay. Curveball.
I loved it.
Huh? Yeah,
I didn't even throw that.
I don't. Yeah.
Come on, Smoltzy.
Smoltzy. You know I don't even throw that. And he's like in the middle of the windup. He goes, you know I don't throw that.
But he was so fired up going back to the dugout, too. He's like, take that, big dumper.
Oh, yeah.
Just talking to everybody. Yeah, it was fun. I did turn it off because I was watching The Fall Guy. With the wife. Great
the movie,
by the way.
Yeah,
yes, I was
movie.
Late to the
really
party on
that one.
Really enjoyed it. But then I turned it back on as soon as the rally started, and the swing off was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Do you think they would ever, because we were talking about it, and at first I thought it was absurd, but I think people think shootouts are absurd, and eventually we put that into hockey. Could you see a scenario in which they either go right to it or play the 10th or 11th inning, and then they go to the swing off, and they're like, we need a winner?
I think maybe they could say, hey, we're not going past 12 innings or something like that, and maybe you incorporate it. The players seem to really like it. I know afterwards, I think it was Jacob Webb was saying, hey, he's in a group text. Players were like, can we immediately incorporate this?
Pitchers like it because they don't have to be in it. They're right. Like, I don't have to go out there and throw and then screw up my numbers.
Well, as bad as the Rangers have been in extra innings, I'm all for anything.
Yeah, we might need the help. We might
if we
need
could,
the help.
If we could get somebody to hit
man,
four
that's a good point.
Home runs, I'm all for it.
That is
who's your three guys? We got Berger, Dolis, and Seager.
Yeah, I'm definitely putting Seager in there.
I think
Langford in there?
With how hot he's been right now.
I might consider Simeon because he's a straight pull hitter.
Okay.
And he knows how to elevate that. It's just, you know, where the fastball
is. Were you using the batting practice
pulls.
Pitchers?
Yes.
That's what we're doing?
Yeah, it was batting practice coach.
Yeah, it's basically like home run derby.
I think I might want Langford in there.
Is he not a part of this thing?
Well, yeah, he will have been traded by then. So.
Oh, what are you doing right now, dude? Stop.
Look, I'm trying to prepare the Metroplex.
Okay.
Wow.
So we're trying to trade Seager in the mornings and Bombi in the middays.
No, one guy.
First, you guys, we're trying to buy.
First
we're trying to find our closer.
Well, yeah. What are you buying with?
We're signing David
Robinson.
You
don't have any money. You can't afford him unless you trade Adolis or maybe some other people.
Those two wins in Houston bought us millions of dollars.
My opinion.
Get a DFA jock.
I just don't think you still have to pay that much.
Yeah, you know what? It doesn't. It's not the same.
It is the same.
There's a way we can convince Ray that it's not quite going through the luxury tax threshold since we DFA'd him. He's not going to know the rules. It's fine.
And this, if the morning show was talking about trading Corey Seager, we've talked about that. I just think you'd be shocked at how little you would get back for it. It doesn't make sense to me. I'm not saying they should or should not trade Adolis Garcia. I'm just preparing people. Because if you want to pick people up, you have no money. You have maybe $2 to $4 million to spend. How's that going to get you Dave Robertson? It's not. Like you're going to have a hard time picking up assets unless you shed more salary. And that guy, I think, makes sense.
What did David Robertson make last year?
10? 11?
So you're paying a guy for like less than half the season?
True, but even if you prorate that, don't you think he's still going to want like at least $5 million? If we have $4 million and he'll do $4 million, I would love that.
The issue is like if you get in a bidding war with other
and
teams.
And he's an East Coast guy.
Yeah, and there are. Like the Mets are interested in him. So it is possible like he could raise the price. But at 40-something years old and for a rental, it's like, come on, D-Rob.
I've continually heard is he's an East Coast guy.
He's 11.5.
Yeah, and so he's not looking to give a price break to somebody here. The Mets,
screw them.
Maybe.
Don't want them anyway.
Okay, fair.
I do.
If you have other super cheap options, I am here for it.
Man, Booker just had a great block on TV I'm watching here. Alabama highlights. Oh, my gosh. They're running the ball right behind him.
Next week.
All right, we're digging this. Go ahead.
No, I like it. Hey.
The offense is back, Hagee. I don't know if you watched the last seven games where they led the big leagues in scoring.
Yeah.
We did a deep dive on this yesterday.
And what happened?
Were you watching?
And since June
you don't like
1st,
runs?
The offense has taken off, and that is the exact trajectory that Marcus Semien has taken off.
Let's go. So what do you think is going to happen in the final, what do we have, 65 games of the season?
Undefeated.
Right, we're going to crush. So why are we trying to get rid of Dolly or Seegs or anybody?
Don't back down, Heggie.
Because is Adolis Garcia a big part of that offensive
that
resurgence?
Big brain. Let's go.
He had an OPS of 728 last month. So when the Rangers were crushing, it's not like he was leading the charge.
Yeah, check out those defensive runs saved, though. That arm is gold glove caliber.
DRS, brother.
Yeah.
Glass half full.
Who do you want at the plate in the bottom of the ninth with the bases loaded?
Not him.
Not me.
Josh Smith.
Actually, that might be.
I know he's going to hit a ball on the chalk and it's going to score two.
And so
once you make the playoffs, you are going to face the Astros. Okay, checkmate. Hey,
look, okay. Checkmate. Oh, like since this. 2021, nobody owns the Astros more than Adolis Garcia, mm-hmm. and that's a fact. But I'm telling you right now, if the choice in front of you is you have to move on from Adolis Garcia to get a real closer, what do you do?
Okay, so what's my outfield going to look like?
I would assume they would go with more Osuna.
I think you bring in Jankowski. He's out there. Get some El Blondie in here again.
Yeah.
But it would then open up a spot for where like actually Alejandro Osuna can be playing more
for regularly. Like every day. Cause I know his numbers are not good, but he's also played fragmented.
A serious question though, Corey, who does Kevin like? He's like, he's not excited about Cooper Flagg.
What the hell? I am the most excited about Cooper Flagg.
I don't know. Yeah.
He doesn't like Wyatt. That was clear during the interview with Hicksy.
That is not true at all.
He's not a big local sports guy.
Did you see he was kind of like saying that Hicksy's like, man, enjoy Wyatt's here.
Yeah. He's trying to like trade Wyatt. He wants Adolis gone already.
Look, man, that's great. Enjoy it while it's here. You get 6 years of cheap Wyatt Langford, and two of them are like, yeah, it's fine. That's two less years of production advantage that you get for your
team. Sounds like you're out on Wyatt.
No.
For those 2 years.
Just living in the future, man.
So you're telling me you didn't even like that World Series, Hagee?
I mean, the only person I'll say I definitely didn't love it as much as is Jared Sandler, just because joy
he likes Eovaldi a little bit.
Okay.
He likes Eovaldi a little bit, but he's always but then he's hurt. You know, he'll throw that out. He always has a qualifier.
Yeah. I said that I respected Jacob DeGrom for in the locker room not giving me excuse why he couldn't talk. I just asked if he could do an interview, and he said, sorry, not right now, and went right back to his cell phone game. Yeah. I respected him for not giving me a fake excuse.
2 years
being
ago,
like,
I asked him.
I would, but I can't.
Yeah, sorry.
2 years ago, I asked him, and he held up his phone and said, I'm in Call of Duty right now. And I was like,
there we go.
Okay, never mind.
Like, I'm bizarre.
By the way, do you know a word for, you know, it's doing a crossword puzzle or something like that?
I always want to help
it
them.
It turns you down, but then ask you a question.
See, I always want to help them with that. By the way, side note, are you guys in general pro or meh about Pro Football Focus?
I mean, I like a lot of the people over there. I think it's fun content. I'm meh on their overall grading of stuff.
Okay, then this will probably not surprise you whatsoever. What do you think about CeeDee Lamb being their 36th ranked player and their sixth wide receiver behind Puka Nacua and almost equal to Nico Collins? Nico Collins is 37, and he is. CeeDee is 36. Yeah. So they're like this close together. That doesn't feel right.
You know, I think that perfectly puts into frame what Pro Football Focus is. You know, it's close enough to put CeeDee kind of in the ballpark, like 35th best player. Okay, that's damn good. You know, in a league of 1,600 players, you're amazing, but he's better than that.
He is.
And he's better than the sixth best wide receiver. He's probably the third best.
How does Puka Nacua work outside of the Rams system?
Is that question because you think not particularly well?
I'm just asking if you guys have a thought. I don't get to see the Rams play all the time. You guys seem to watch more red zone stuff than me. I just was curious.
He snatches the ball out of the sky. He does have strong hands.
Puka Nacua in any scheme?
I think Puka would be a good player in any scheme, but I do think Sean McVay has found a way to maximize his skills.
See, that's what I'm saying. I think there's a lot of these guys that, you know, it just depends on, we talked about this yesterday, your ability to be in the right scheme. You know, this is what's going to either make or break Schottenheimer. He has got to find a way. We talked about this more on Love of the Star. You've got to find a way to get your great players on their bad players. And if you don't do that, then your offense is not going anywhere.
I was thinking when we're talking quarter or wide receivers, like, are you quarterback proof? Have you proven to be? And I think CeeDee has. CeeDee's been able to produce Jeff Cooper Rush at a very high level.
Yeah.
I think Jamar Chase, that question could be out there for him. Has he done it without Burrow? Maybe he has with some other quarterbacks, and I'm not thinking about it. Jefferson clearly is quarterback proof. Yeah. Right. So I think there is a solid conversation to be had about, and some of them just haven't had the opportunity to prove it. Like, I don't doubt Jamar Chase could be awesome without Joe Burrow.
There was a time DeAndre Hopkins was quarterback proof.
Right.
It didn't matter who the bum you threw out there in Houston was, he was going to catch it.
What do you find, fellas, got coming up on the program today?
A lot of sports, Haggy. Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking. Ian Fitzsimmons will be joining us at 4 o'clock, talking a lot of SEC football.
I like that. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. But remember, tomorrow, Sean and RJ Firehouse Tour stops in Richardson. All of it you can hear right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
All right, fine.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.